In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is one of the major feasts in our church that we celebrate the coming down of the Holy Spirit and the beginning of the church of the New Testament. And this day was the promise of God, or promise of Christ to his disciples, that they would not leave Jerusalem before they receive the power from high. And the Holy Spirit came in a very specific day, which is the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost is the day of what we call the Feast of the Holy 50. Actually, in the Church of New Testament, we say of the Holy 50, and also it goes with the same celebration of the Old Testament, was a feast called the Feast of the Holy 50. And this feast was a feast of harvest that the Jews used to rejoice gladly and exceedingly for the fruits of the earth. And this was a very joyful occasion for all the Jews. And God chose this specific or particular day to send the Holy Spirit. So he is reminding and telling every one of us about the fruits of the Spirit. Actually, Lord Christ, when he sent his apostles, he told them about the main goal of their mission. In the Gospel of St. John, he said to them in John chapter 15, that he sent them to bear fruit. He said to them, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And this is why it is the whole mission of the church to bear fruit, exactly like the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples and started their mission and their preaching to bear fruit for the kingdom of God. And we all know about what St. Paul mentioned in his epistle to Galatians about the fruits of the Spirit. And this is why it is the same day of rejoicing with the fruits of the earth, but in the Church of the New Testament, now we are rejoicing with the fruit of the Spirit. And this is why it came on the day of the Holy 50. Another thing also related to the Feast of Pentecost or the coming down of the Holy Spirit, we saw or we heard today in the reading of the book of Acts about the sermon of St. Peter, when he stood before the multitude and start talking and explaining to them what they are seeing. And we are amazed of the great wisdom that St. Peter got right away to start talking about the prophecy of Joel the prophet. And this actually fulfilled the word of Christ to his apostles that we just heard in the gospel, that this Holy Spirit, when he will come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. So the Spirit of God is leading us to the truth and guiding us for everything. And this is why we saw St. Peter in this kind of dramatic change. That we all know about the apostles and how they were afraid from the Jews, and they were not able to appear to the public. But once this sign happened and they received this power from heaven, St. Peter started to answer the multitude and explaining to them that they are not drunk. But this is exactly the promise of God that was spoken by the mouth of the prophet Joel, that in the last days God will pour of his Spirit upon every man and woman and child. And this what they are seeing right now in front of their eyes. Also, Saint Peter, in his sermon and his talk and his answer to the Jews, we are amazed of how he was speaking, and the result of his talk or sermon was 3,000 people come to ask for baptism. Again, this will remind us of what Christ said to his disciples in the Gospel of St. Luke. He spoke to them about the tribulations and how they will be delivered before governors and synagogues. But Lord Jesus said to the disciple, therefore, settle in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. This is exactly what St. Peter did. He did not prepare a sermon or anything like we are doing now. But the moment the Holy Spirit was upon him, he started talking, answering, and witnessing before all the multitude about what they are seeing and about Christ. And this is why 3,000 people were moved into their hearts and pierced by the work of the Holy Spirit, and they asked for baptism, or what we shall do, brethren, to be saved. So the Holy Spirit is working, and working from the beginning of the church till now. Again, this is why we all should look to this day as a major and a great feast. The Spirit of God, who started working powerfully in the early church, is still ready to work. Sometimes we might complain of the lack of the work of the Holy Spirit among us. And when we look to the church of the early times and how our forefathers were very strong in their spiritual life and how the church itself was different than today, actually, we cannot blame God. God is the same yesterday and today and tomorrow. As he worked before, he is ready to work, but it depends upon the people who are to take this power and receive the power from God and working with this power. Unfortunately, now we are not letting or allowing the Holy Spirit to work the same way. It doesn't mean that God is not able, but God will not force himself for you. No way. God is always waiting for your approval or your permission. This is how God respects your freedom. And during the days of Lord Jesus Christ, he did not, or could not actually, as the Bible said, could not do a miracle in Capernaum because of their unbelief. Many people might resist the work of God, and God will not force himself. The Holy Spirit comes to help us, to lead us and guide us into knowing all the truth and walking in the truth. But how we will let or allow this Holy Spirit to work, it is again our decision to make God working or not working. The last thing I want to share with you in this occasion is the secret or the mystery of the power of the church, and maybe also it will answer the question of why we are weak. In the day of Pentecost, the book of Acts says to us here, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. This is a very important word in the Bible. The Spirit of God came when they were all in what? In one accord, one spirit, one heart, one love. And this is the very proper atmosphere that the Holy Spirit will work in. Many times we complain of the problems and troubles and many tough things that comes upon us in this life. And we are not realizing that God and the Spirit of God is not working among us. And when we say why, it is because of the divisions. It's because of the spirit of division that works among us. Imagine, as Lord Christ mentioned before, any house or a city that is divided upon itself shall perish. God will not work through divided people. You can measure this for a church, for a family, for a service, for whatever. Once there is divisions, once there is lack of love, the Spirit of God does not feel comfortable to work through those people. And this is why many churches are going through troubles, and they feel like God is not there. Actually, this feeling is true, but it's not because God is upset or angry. It is because of their lack of love toward one another. God wants every family, every house, to be united in love. Actually, this is the very first call for marriage. The two shall become one, which means, like God, all his work is to unify, to make us one. We heard the Pauline epistle of today, St. Paul speaking about how we are all together form what? Body of Christ, one body. Christ has no different bodies. Yes, we are all different members, but all the members are united into one body. And always we give the example of the body and members of the body. The members are different in shape, different in action, different in everything. But there is a link or a unity that harmonize all of them together. And we couldn't or we cannot see a member of the body functioning by itself. The member that will be isolated from the whole body shall be what? Amputated. It means like this member is going to be dead because he is not receiving the nourishment from the whole body. So again, the Holy Spirit came while the Bible describing the status of the church at that time. They all were in one accord and in one place. Maybe we ask ourselves, why God is not manifested in my life or in my house or among my family and my children? See, if there is division, you should realize now why God is not working. The Spirit of God needs this unity, and the call of God to all of us in this day is to go and reconcile and try to keep this unity. Try to keep the unity of your family, of your church, of your service, of whatever you have. Always make it one accord. Don't allow divisions to come into your house. No matter what, the price actually is very high that you're going to pay. The price is the Holy Spirit will depart, will leave. And on the other way, when you allow God and when you allow love and unity to grow in your house, the price or the reward here is wonderful. It is the Spirit of God that will come like tongues of fire and make all your house united in love. May God grant us all the blessing of this holy feast and grant us the power of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Glory be to his name forever and ever. Amen.